But we're going to stick with Gaelic games because we're going to talk club fixtures in Donegal. And joining us on the line is Secretary of the Donegal CCC, Ed Byrne. Ed, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Oisin. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Is the sun shining in Killybegs, Ed?
It is indeed, yeah, as always.
Well, it's shining here too in McCool Park in Ballybuffet, Ed, and you're joining us to talk about the structures of the new club season. And I suppose before we delve into it, the big question of all this is in relation to the 2020 Donegal Senior Football Final. When can we expect that game to be played?
Oh, look, there's a couple of options there, and we did sit down with the two clubs, so I suppose, should Donegal be very unfortunate and exit the championship in and around Ulster final, so in and around July, August, we'll be looking at a 13th, 14th or 15th of August will be the first opportunity we would have to play it. That will be a July exit for Donegal teams, you know. So we've set the date there for the 14th, 15th of August, which allows 3 weeks then to the start of 2021. Should Donegal exit the following week in the Ulster final, we'll be looking at the week of the 28th and 29th of August. If we exit at an All-Ireland semi-final stage, the 2020 Championship will be played the 4th and 5th of September. If we exit at an All-Ireland stage, it will be the 11th and 12th of September.
Yeah. Listen, I know that you have to wait to see how the county team fares out, and it's all to do with levels of restrictions and different things that got it. But I'm quite sure you guys have had contact with both clubs, Kilcare and Neve Connell, and I would say that there's an understandable frustration with both clubs, is there?
There is, yeah. Look, ultimately the clubs would have liked to got this probably played maybe before we return to football at all. So maybe at the beginning of June there, you know, in around the weekend, 5th, 6th and 7th. And I thought maybe that nationally they might have looked at that, allowing us play the championships before we would resume maybe the leagues. But it wasn't to be. Look, I suppose they're still, and it's not Donegal, wasn't a problem with it. But outside of that, in other counties, there was celebrations after county championships. And ultimately the GAA made a decision to safeguard their both their reputation and their members. And I suppose, look, later in the year, hopefully more people vaccinate. Like, I'd be in McCool Park today with yourself, Oisin, if I was in the right age category. But, you know, all you guys that are ahead of me in the queue getting the vaccine means we're at home, you're there, and look, that's how it's going to be, I suppose,
you're,
for the
you're
final.
You're making yourself out to be a lot younger than you actually are, Ed, I think.
Well, you know, I'm here, you're there, so...
Yeah. Yeah, listen, Ed, you had another forum with the clubs last Tuesday night. You've had several forums with them. You've been presenting the plan and the draft fixtures. What has the response been like, particularly after the latest forum held there? And I think it was Tuesday night, was it?
Yeah, look, Tuesday night's forum, it was pretty good, you know. Yeah, there's a few tweaks that we're going to look at. And there will be a survey going out to the club this evening, actually. I suppose, look, one of the reasons I'm not in McCool Park today is yesterday all the entries had to be in. So we're looking at the entries and see a lot of clubs there are questioning whether they can enter a third team this year. And so we're looking at tweaking a few things there, maybe where we were looking at Senior C's and Junior B's championships combined. It now looks like they're going to be separated because there's enough teams in to run both competitions separately. So it seems, look, there's really an enthusiastic response to get back to football and back to games. And in fairness, the clubs are making the effort to put in a third team in a lot of cases. And it's great to see that, you know, and one club is looking to put in four teams. So we're in a strong position after all of this, facing back into stuff. So the forum itself, very good, few tweaks to be made, competitions maybe a little bit of difference. Do we do a full open draw championship? In the past we looked at quarterfinals where you finished in the top eight, one played eight type of thing. Now we are considering doing a straight open draw where it won't matter where you finish in the top eight, it'll be an open draw. So that's one of the things we're currently looking at. That'll be going out in the surveys to the clubs this evening. Again, there's more hurling activity now in the county than ever before. that has to be taken into account as well. So, look, we're trying to fit a lot of fixtures into a very condensed calendar year, but touch wood, it'll work out, you know.
Yeah, so when is the actual season's going to get up and running with the league and the second weekend, is it, towards the middle of June?
The 11th of June is the Friday night, and we expect to have fixtures starting that night. The 7th is the return to play. We're hoping and we're still waiting that there will be an allowance maybe a week earlier or even in 2 weeks' time for a challenge matches. But if not, we still plan on going ahead at the weekend of the 11th of June. And it'll be 9 rounds of a league. With promotion and relegation, Oisin, is actually one of the things that came up the other night. And I suppose we looked at having that before we start the 2021 championship. We've now kind of looked at that and revisited that when the under-20 inter-county was introduced into the middle of our league season. The likelihood is promotion and relegation games will be put back till after championship. One of the main reasons for that is, should our club players be involved the whole way up with a county team to an All-Ireland final, they won't be available to their clubs. And in the interest of fair play, we looked at that and we said, well, it would be better to allow the clubs who are in relegation and promotion battles to have all their players available to them before we play the game. So that's the plan.
Yeah. And I suppose in one way, I know things are changing next year, Ed, so they are in relation to the split season, and we've got it as well. But the clubs had always wanted to have their county players available to them as much as possible, and they voted for the change to have that. But the way things could actually pan out this year, that the clubs may not have their county players for even more games than what they would have had previous to this year and last year. Is that a fair enough statement, is it, Ed?
It would be. Look, if you look at the season going forward, the season kind of, it's maybe a little bit, I'm not so sure the right burden for the season that we're going to have here. And the season that's due to come next year. Split season, to be perfectly honest, it looks like that our club players are going to be away a lot more from their club and with county than we would have had, say, in 2019, where we would have had them for 4 to 5 games in April at the start of the league. So the first 5 games, you had your players, and then they went with the county, and they returned to us in around July, August, depending, and if they'd reached All-Ireland at that stage, of course, it would have been September. And then you had them for championship, a minimum of 3 to 4 games at that stage. You know, this year, realistically, Donegal get to an All-Ireland final. If your club has just a run in the group stages of the championship, that's 4 games that are going to be available for the club. Going forward to next year, if we've 18 games and we start in April, and again, Donegal expected, I'm sure, to get another good run in the All-Ireland series, so whether it's All-Ireland semi-final, final, that's up to July. You would have probably at that stage the bulk of 15, 16 games played. So, yeah, look, the approach that was made maybe by the CPA at the time, the Club Players Association, was that they were going to be more available for clubs, and then, to my mind, it's actually made the situation the opposite. They'll be available for championship but very little for league. But look, counties voted for it, clubs allowed it go through at conventions, so it's a rule change that has come in. We are going to see less and less of the county player playing with the club. At the same end of it, in Donegal, the decision has been made that promotion and relegation won't be played until the county players are back with their clubs, in the interest of fairness. So we're trying to find a really good balance here. We believe we had the balance in 2019, so it's readjusting things and trying to find a good balance going forward. And maybe this year gives us, I'm not a fan of it, but maybe this year gives us the opportunity of a trial run, so that next year we can be more prepared for a split season.
Yeah, okay. Just finally then, Ed, what has to be tied down now in the next couple of weeks to have the master plan for the club fixtures finalised?
Okay, well, the first thing, I suppose, the competition entries, that deadline closed last night, so we're sitting looking now and going through all of those. later this evening after the game. We'll sit down and have a look at the regulations, and I'll just circulate them probably to the CCC this evening, and they'll go then to county management, county committee. And basically that's it. They'll go out for approval. The clubs will be asked to approve the structures and the formats that we'll go with. As I said, there's a little bit of tweaking to be done, not very much, and just ensure that their wordings are right. But look, on the games end of things, we're 95% there. There's just tidying up now of really and truly the structures and the formats. The competitions are okay, so it's now really the nitty-gritty of the regulations and trying to make sure we've enough officials to cover all our competitions.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, you're all set anyway for a busy period, Ed. Secretary of the Donegal CCC, thanks for joining us today, and the best of luck with tying things down and getting things sorted now with the rest of that club master plan. Thanks, Ed.